The legislature has completed a very productive session, enacting far-reaching changes to school finance and much tougher sentencing laws that will keep dangerous criminals behind bars. We also enacted an income tax cut that will save Arkansas families about $100 million a year. It will save Arkansas businesses about $24 million a year. We lowered property taxes by raising the homestead property tax credit from $375 to $425. As always, we enacted a balanced budget law. It never seems to receive as much publicity as other bills, but it's as important as anything else we accomplish. Arkansas does not deficit spend. We do not borrow to operate state government. If the economy slows down and revenue falls off, state agencies must do what ordinary Arkansas families have to do in similar circumstances. They tighten their belts and reduce spending. Other important measures passed this year include a series of new laws to protect the integrity of elections. Also, we increased the public school fund by $75 million next year. Per pupil funding will go up $205 the next school year from $7,413 to $7,618. In the following year, state aid to schools will increase by $132 million. Custodians, bus drivers, cafeteria workers, and other classified personnel will get a pay raise of $2 an hour. Another significant measure will require minors to get parental permission in order to log on to Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and other social media websites. More than ever, predators use social media to victimize young people. One of the tough new crime bills will create the criminal offense of death by delivery. It is written to crack down on drug dealers who sell fentanyl or who lace other drugs with fentanyl. It's an extremely powerful drug that is killing people who are addicted to painkillers. We appropriated funding for 3,000 additional prison beds, which is essential in enforcing the tougher new laws against crime. When all is said and done, the signature achievement of this year's legislative session will be the LEARNS Act, which raises the minimum teacher salary from $36,000 to $50,000 and grants teachers up to 12 weeks of paid maternity leave. We also passed a 12-week paid maternity leave for all state employees. The Act creates education freedom accounts to help parents pay for tuition at private or parochial schools, hiring an additional 120 literacy coaches, and providing $500 to struggling students in K-3 to hire a tutor. It repeals the cap on charter schools and limits on school choice transfers. High schools will offer dual course tracks to prepare students who enter the job market directly after high school. From the state capitol on the very last day of session, this is Senator Missy Irvin reporting.